besides Bloodborne. But I know you're like 17 playthroughs into that, so anything else?
Well, right now is the Return to Yharnam event, where all the veterans like come back and play with PvP on all the time and then help newbies and shit.
Okay.
And I made a character that just looks like the Joker, and I named him Joker's Trick. And I'm gonna use the stake driver, because it's like a fucking weird-ass weapon.
Right, right, so you're just gonna go on one-shot bosses with that shit.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
That's good.
But what else have I been playing? I have been playing Dark Souls 2, which is fun.
I'm sorry for your loss.
I don't understand why everyone hates that game so much. It's fine. I'm enjoying it.
Here's my beef with that game. Don't make the fucking roll tied into a stat. It is fundamental in both Demon's Souls, Dark Souls 1, just to, like, have the roll, you know? You either roll fast or you don't. Simple as that. Well, don't tie it into a fucking stat. That's autistic.
Wait,
that's stupid.
That's how it was in DS1, too.
No, it wasn't.
The carry weight.
Yeah, exactly. But it's not tied into, like, an actual level-up stat. It's literally just equipment-based, right? So you could just... You just fucking go light, and then you could roll. Or you can go middle rolling, if you're comfortable with that. Or heavy rolling, if you give literally zero shits. You could do whatever you want. But in Dark Souls 2, the thing is that it is tied to the adaptability stat, which is a level-up stat. The more you put into that, the more iframes you have.
Sure, but you don't have to.
Yes, that exactly. You don't have to. The thing is, you didn't have to worry about that in Demon's Souls or Dark Souls 1. And this is something that they knew was fucking retarded, and they fixed it in 3 in Bloodborne. So, there's a reason it's not in the other games.
I will say this. I am struck dumb by the fact that Dark Souls 2 and Bloodborne came out in the same year. Like, Bloodborne 2 feels like it came out a decade later.
Yeah, it really does. It really does. But, yeah. Like, Dark Souls 2 is something I gave, like, 3 playthroughs, and then I never touched ever again. I heard from my friend who was doing, like, just a co-op playthrough with another buddy of ours, and he constantly... Every time this topic comes up of, like, what is the best game, he will always shit on 2 just because of how much he fucking hated it. And I was like, cool, great, glad we agree, because I can't fucking stand that game either. But
I like it. Although somebody just
I like it.
Somebody
really cool to me.
Somebody posted Iron Keep intensifies. That's I'm in the Iron Keep right now, and it's rough.
Sucks.
Yeah, fucking is the shit. I summoned the NPC. I summoned the NPC to get through Smelter Demon because I was like, I'm just over this. Just get me out of here. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
What about Sekiro? Sekiro was great, but it had the steepest learning curve of all the games.
I liked it a lot. There was a lot of parts that I was just like, all right, well, I'm kind of over this. Just take a fucking break every once in a while. But Sekiro was like one of those games that I think was a lot of fun the first time around, but I never see myself replaying that ever again.
Yes, I beat it once and I'm satisfied.
Right, I was so over it by the time I was done. Probably because that final boss was like...
Oh my god, Ishin kicked my ass for like a straight week.
Like, I learned how bad I was at video games when I was at the final boss.
Oh my god.
Like, which is, you know, and it's kind of funny because there's a lot of like posts on the internet, a lot of videos about people talking about how much they just suck at like all the bosses, right? I feel like I had like a pretty good progression system going on where like, oh, this took